you know, we don't control the weather. I wish we did. But, I mean, it is true to say that we have been dealing with an extremely difficult, prolonged period of weather. And the implication in some of the questioning or points that have been made is that this was foreseeable and that we could have avoided a situation that we're in if we'd only acted differently or earlier. And I don't think that stands up to scrutiny. And I'm prepared to kind of have this debriefing in due course. But the inference is, for example, that we should have been importing fodder earlier. And if we had sanctioned an import scheme on the 1st of February or the 1st of March, none of those whom we are now assisting and working with in the context of importing fodder would have been active in the importation of fodder, because the expectation all along was the weather would resolve this issue. And it was a constant engagement and interaction between officials in my department, my own engagement with co-ops on the ground, with farm organisations, led us in due course to have the meetings in late March and early April. And it is true to say, I mean, we had Storm Emma, which was a real setback. And then we had the horrific rains over the Easter weekend. And then Thursday evening and Friday last, they became significant game changers. And the co-ops moved into the importation space, having cultivated their own contacts from 2013. And always in the knowledge that the department's support scheme would replicate what we had done in 2013. If we could be sitting here, with all due respects to members who make this point, we could be sitting here now in different circumstances if we had acted as is inferred and had had, and I don't think we had the capacity to force cooperatives to get involved in the import space anyway, but if we had imported fodder in late last year or early this year, and spring had come as we would have hoped for, we'd be looking at stockpiles of fodder and people saying that was a very imprudent use of public funds, given the way that the spring arrived as we expect it normally does. So what we were trying to do, I suppose, was, Chairman, in October, to reflect in terms of the early payments, the difficulty that the weather was having,